Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 here it is, Sunday night. You know, we don't start out Sunday saying, we're going to do a show tonight. We just kind of let the day play out. And then what is it? Usually about 1, 2, possibly 3 in the afternoon, we're like,
later. Yeah.
We're going to do a show tonight. So, hello, everybody. Glad to have you with us. I want to especially welcome our blog talkers, those of you who join us from around the globe. And for some of you, it's very late at night. But we appreciate that you will hang in there with us for the show. So thank you. And I also want to welcome our Facebookers. Yay. You are the ones that pop into the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook to watch us as we are streaming live. So, hey, hey, good to see you. Well, yeah, you do that good.
Alrighty.
So, I want to remind everyone that we're using ordinary playing cards for this show. This is the method that my grandmother taught me. It seems like a billion years ago. And it's the one that I have only studied. Honestly, I love getting a tarot reading. I love other types of readings, but I've never studied it. I really wanted to keep personal prophecy as pure as I could. So also, I want you to know that I'm using a 24-card layout for our readings this evening. It will be a new layout with each call that comes through. You will get 1 to 2 questions. Please ask them before your reading gets underway. And others like to just draw, you know, a few random cards. I prefer to use what I use during my private sessions, which is, of course, the 24-card layout. It gives me a good chance to get a feel for you. And the more I'm familiar with you, the greater clarity I can bring to your readings. So with that said, I'm now going to turn it over to Mr. Jimbo Beggins.
Hey, we want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our opening disclaimer.
Yes.
We also want to let folks know that are calling or on Facebook that if you're international, let us know. We shall give you an international shout-out. And there will be shout-outs every day we have international. Folks.
Yes.
All right. Gets down to the nitty-gritty. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear an automated message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And when you hear the show, everything's working like clockwork. All good. You just got to listen and wait till we tell you we're live. And when we do take you live, please remember to do the following things if you legally and safely can. Speakerphone off, Bluetooth off. That's like should be the automatic first thing when you go live. Get all those background sounds down. Stop the multitasking, doing other stuff while you're, you know, stuff you do when you're on hold. You do all that stuff. It's what humans do. In the best case scenario, you're in your house and you know exactly where to go where it's quiet. You can just sit down and chill and you got great cell phone reception. And we ask these things because when your call comes through the internet and out our speakers, there's quality loss. So sometimes we don't hear words you're saying and we got to keep the what back and forth. And then with the delay, then there's a little delay time, so it makes it even worse. So please observe these things if you can. That is the sound of harps that angels typically play. So when you hear that, there your reading with Deborah is over. Over means not almost over, where you keep asking more questions for the road. Nope. We got to move on. We have a lot of callers that have stacked hard. So we've got to move on. And then I will give you a healing, a single healing angel card on the way out the door before we move on to the next caller. I think we've covered all the basics. Let's go hit these callers. We're going to go to
wow.
Area code. Yep. 203, Connecticut. 203.
Hello there, Connecticut. And who
hello,
are you?
Hello.
Oh, it sounds like Pat.
It's Pants and Pat.
Hi, Pants and Pat.
Caller number one, too. Nice.
Yes, wow, you're right there in front. So how are you doing, Pat?
Oh, gosh. First of all, thank you for doing what you guys do. And thank you for explaining that you want the questions at the very beginning, not,
yes.
you know, adding them on or anyway.
It'll help your reading get better, too, because it helps for everybody else out there. It'll help her kind of know what to look for when she's laying the cards down.
Right.
Exactly.
So, go ahead.
I was just listening to an astrology show, and it kind of helped me because I had just lost more work. I lost 2 weeks of work from surgery. One of the dogs I take care of now has kennel cough, so they put me off till December 12th. It just doesn't stop, you know, the worry about finances. And astrology message was people are getting their foundations really shaken, and the point of it is to look forward for new choices and to be, you know, grateful.
Exactly.
So I'm bringing up money again. I don't know if I'm safe with this woman that is so easy to cancel. Am I safe with both my jobs? Will something else come through? I know, I understand you. It might not be any of these things. It might remain bleak for a while. But I'm just beside myself. And honestly, when I get off track this much, it's hard to pray. It's hard to feel connected. It's hard to be in gratitude. I'm not saying I'm bitter. I just get off track, and I'm not focused on that track anymore. I'm just shaking and anxiety and all that.
So your reading is you want to see the money state of future for you, financials?
Yeah, and if I'm secure with these two jobs, if anything else is going to come through, Deborah, you can pick from those questions if you want.
I can probably answer them both.
She could probably nail them all down if they're in the cards.
I've done this so often for you that I feel
yeah.
connected to your cards. So that
right.
is a big help. And that's for those of you who are out there who are newcomers to the show. The more that you call in, you know, as we do shows during the week, the better my connection is to you so that we can start to actually find more clarity is really what it is in your readings. So let's see what we got. Now, please remember, Pat, you are not alone.
Well,
oh, my God.
Yeah, the economy has got everybody. I
know.
And it's hard for a human to be positive when there's so many negatives hitting them.
It's very hard.
I like to believe that it means we're going to boomerang even further into the
that's what one would hope.
Yeah, you are in a period right now where my intuition is that you're being tested. Not as if you need a test, Pat. I think you've had enough of them. But I'm not the judge of that. For one thing, I feel that New Year is going to bring a tremendous amount of abundance to you through ways that are even beyond my reach right now. All I can do is tell you, I see big things. I'm just not quite sure yet what they entail.
What about the two current jobs? Do you see anything with them stability-wise as panning out, or is that going to not be her long-term future?
I actually think there's going to be a new client for you, for your service. So, yes. And it looks like it's a gentleman who is in the process of making a move closer to you, where you live in your vicinity, and he is going to want to hire you for what you're doing.
Good.
It'll be very good for you.
That's what you need, yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Also, state of mind is everything, you know, in terms of enough, having enough money. And when there is scarcity, it's really easy for us to focus on scarcity.
Yep.
Because it's so important.
Oh, gosh. And I get up, wake up in the middle of the night and I lay there and start to worry a lot of the time about things that should not be on my mind at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I mean.
So
yeah.
I force myself to get off that track.
And you got little fur baby. Those are little dependents. Those are children that rely on you, too.
The babies?
The doggies, they're kids.
But the way I look at it is, too, God has taken you this far. I really don't think he would leave you in despair or with scarcity or anything that's going on.
Well, they say sometimes, you know, it's very mysterious on what the plan is. You know, when you
And it's like you and I have discussed about
like, God,
that.
This is terrible, you know.
About that drawing of an arrow back. It's like stepping it back in terms of negativity. But when you let that arrow go, it's, you know.
Propels forward.
Yes. And what did you call that again?
Oh, it's just, it's a physics thing. It has nothing to do with it. You'd care about. energy, kinetic energy
it
thing.
It just sounds so smart. So, yeah, we're all, and I don't know about you, but I'm going to say a lot of us are really going to feel it this Christmas. Not so much not having money to buy presents and to put out big feasts, but because we've lost people that we love so much. And it doesn't always mean to passing away. We have people that have turned away from us. It's going to make me sad.
Yeah.
So we have to really try to stay busy. Stay busy.
Yeah.
And I do feel you've got new people that are meant to come into your life. Right.
Good, because, boy, I'm losing them left and right. I lost 3 friends in 1 week, and last week I lost 3 dogs. And one owner of the dog, she's not going to stay around. She's just had too much. So anyway, I'm losing all my friends. And
that
I don't have any to talk to.
Yeah. Well, supposedly that makes room for new ones. But I have to see the proof in that pudding. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see, you know.
But you have, your Sure to Come True is beautiful. It is of you feeling so much better. It's almost like you're flipping, like, from one side to the other. And I love what appears here. So I think you have a brand new state of mind coming and a whole new way of looking at life, because you do have abundance on its way. And hopefully soon I'll be able to tell you about it. You know, sometimes the cards can be coy sometimes, and they'll say, you don't have a need to know right now. And it irritates me, but
it's
the way it is.
Well, we'll keep checking. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, go ahead,
You guys keep me going. I just send thanks again.
I'll be in touch with you right after the show.
Yeah.
And we'll be here tomorrow for the
Love
news for
you.
The soul.
Yes, and we have news for the soul.
And your healing angel card reading before we move on to our list of 5 million people. Here, I am Archangel Michael, here to help you through the present time. I love you, I protect you, and keep you safe. Trust that all is well. Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fear.
I like that very much. And speaking of Archangel Michael, we have new angel cards. Hopefully that will get here tomorrow in time.
In time, we'll see.
They are all about Archangel Michael.
They are.
You'll get a good, I love this. He's fearless. And he's so, what's the word, so committed of that.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, Pat. Hang in there now.
Yep, you too. And
love you too.
Yep. We'll talk to you again, hopefully, very soon.
Yeah. Take care. So bye-bye there, little chair.
All right. We got to attack this list.
All right.
It is growing like holy moly.
Holy moly.
Holy guacamole. We're going to area code 775, Nevada, 775.
Hello there. Hi.
Hello. Hello, you too. This is Wendy from California.
Wendy
and tomorrow's going to be a big day for me. If you may recall, I was deciding between three attorneys. I know I'm not going to sign with Nick. I just know in my heart I'm not going to. And I believe it's most likely going to be Eddie. Oh, my God, I'm so impressed by him. And I am supposed to have a telephone consult with another attorney tomorrow. His name is Terrence, and he's very successful. But I think he's going to be too high priced for me. But even beyond that, I have to have confidence in the attorney's abilities, and I have complete confidence in Eddie. So he emailed me today, and I was very gracious in my response to him. And I mentioned to him that I hadn't signed the PDF representation agreement because my understanding was, and I quoted what my understanding was. I said, well, half of it I do recall, but this part, I thought it was going to be 25% for the rest. And he has not responded. His office is going to call me tomorrow to get a telephone call. And it was to do a strategy moving forward, but usually that's done after you sign the PDF agreement. So I'm sure that he's going to address this. I hope that he treats me very, very nicely with kindness. And his terms are not outrageous, really, for the caliber of attorney he is. It's just that I thought it was a little bit different. So will he be kind to me? Will he adjust anything? What's going to happen?
Are you asking about Eddie?
Yes, because I think that he and I will probably be talking tomorrow on the phone. And I did send him an email very specifically telling him why I had not signed his PDF agreement as yet. And it was because my understanding was the terms were a little bit different than what's stated.
Right. Yeah,
so
we talked
I would never want to offend him. He is top-notch. Will he be nice to me? I do not want to offend him. Will I sign with Eddie, or will something happen and I'll go with Terrence?
Okay,
and I'm looking at
good
that.
Question.
But, Wendy, right now, try to shift in your thinking and your energy just a little bit where you are hiring him. You're the one that's basically calling the shots here. You know, he's going to work for you.
Yeah.
It's not like you're auditioning for, you know, a role in a Broadway play here. This is really important stuff for you. So he should be on his toes and treat you well.
Should be. Well, we'll see what the cards say. And international shout out to Laura from Canada.
Laura, there she is.
That's our first one.
Very good point.
Well, I think a lot is going to depend on how your further, you know, negotiations with him go from your cards. There's a sense here of two attorneys. Between them is, I believe, your worry about loss. You know, that one won't get you what you need. And it's a little difficult for me looking at that because your fear about losing is so tremendous, okay? I'm going to look at your other card around this. I really feel you're going to make the right decision. Ultimately, it's right here on the top. That generally, the three cards on top of the layout, they generally very much indicate the situation you're in at present. So I just want you to know that your own self, you're going to guide yourself. I can give you readings till the cows come home. But it's really, do you understand what I'm saying, Jim? That it's got to come down. Yeah.
I do. And I know how to separate wishful thinking with analytical thinking and from emotional thinking. And in my soul, I feel like Eddie's the attorney for me. He did give me a great deal, and it's not that I want to go with him as my attorney because he's doing that. It's because I believe he will take this insurance company and corner them, and if they don't agree to an appeal, then I believe that he would sue them, and hopefully I'd get a lot of money.
Well, that's where we want to go, that's for sure. I want to tell you what does come through about Eddie that I think is a real asset is that he has personal aspirations to get involved in government at some future point.
Yeah, a lot of lawyers do.
Yes. So not in terms of becoming a prosecutor. I don't feel that for him.
You mean politically?
Yes,
probably.
Politically. He will become, maybe a representative, go for Senate, something like that.
Yeah, a lot of them do. A lot of them do, because they have good speaking ability and being lawyers and they're smart.
I think that you are responding to his energy, and he's going to be a good choice for you. Here is your angel card.
Healing angel card reading. Subject is trust. All will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love.
I think that's
we awesome. Love you more than you will ever know.
Well, there you go. I think that's where you can, put yourself in their hands.
The trust ticket.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
I hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow.
Rules for the Soul tomorrow.
But it's at 6 o'clock.
Oh, thank you both. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, sure. Call in and give us an update.
Yep, we'd love to hear how things turn out tomorrow.
Sure.
So take care and get some rest tonight.
That makes me happy. Thank you.
Well,
you're so welcome.
Right,
that's true.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Take care.
Since our list is growing faster than we can attend to them, we're going to move on. We're going to go, let's see here, 254, where are you? There you are. 254 in the great state of Texas. 254, welcome to the show.
Hello, and who's on the line with us?
It's Gabby.
Gabby, it's been a little bit of a time.
How are you doing there, honey?
Fine. I didn't get to see my family this Thanksgiving. How did you spend your Thanksgiving?
Well, we didn't get to see our families either, actually. They're spread across the country. And
we had one family member.
Had one son with us. But you know what? Just having everybody in our hearts, that matters.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was good. It's all good. They can't all be winners. They can't all be superstar parties.
No, and remember, Gabby, if you're in the armed forces or if your brother was, you might be deployed for a very long time and not, get to see him for months and months.
Oh, I had 11 straight years in the Navy, really, without any Thanksgiving with the family members. This is the way the cookie crumbles in the military.
And so people's military families tend to really diminish the
importance of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise you'll be too disappointed when you get
there. It's like another day on the
calendar.
You just
look at it like a bonus, not like an expectation yet.
I think that's very good.
All right, what do you got, Gabby?
Yeah, Gabby, tell us what's on your mind.
Well, since I didn't see my family this Thanksgiving, I'm kind of worried that I won't see them this Christmas. So my question is, will I see my family or, if not, my younger brother this Christmas?
Okay. Do you have permission to travel?
Yeah, what's your status?
We need to know, how you go about that.
What's your Christmas status?
Well, I haven't asked my house manager yet. I'll ask her tomorrow. Because she was off the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
So we get permission to ask if you want to go out to the house, want to go home. We get permission. We got to ask the house manager. And if they have to go to they have to pack our meds, we have to pack our clothes and everything. So I haven't been out of the house since 2 years. So. Everyone else in my house has been able to see their families and everything, but I haven't, and I'm just, kind of frustrated because I just want to see my family and my brother, and I'm just I want to do something. I want a break.
Can I ask you, where are you from originally? Is it Texas?
I'm from Wisconsin.
That's right. Because you don't have that Texas drawl, you know. And Wisconsin, well, you probably know we're originally from northern Minnesota. But do you ever expect to get back to Wisconsin, or are you just going to keep going forward once you can?
Well, I don't know, because my mom died in Wisconsin, and I kind of suffer some PTSD from her death.
Mm.
So, like, I don't know if I want to go back to Wisconsin because it'll trigger back many memories. And I had a friend who's my mom's friend who I visited in Arkansas, I think, a few years ago that died this year. And I know she's buried in Wisconsin, so I'm a little bit anxious to see her grave. But it's kind of like a when it's kind of a lose situation because I don't know if I want, because I just want to, I want a break. I don't care where I go. I don't care if it's like, if I have this permit, I have this idea of like, if I get a call from Scott Ruin, that priest I told you about.
Yeah.
And like, and something happens or like, I get a go for my script and I got to move somewhere like Atlanta or California. And I got to see my family the day before. I want to do that. I'll be fine with that. But I just need something to just keep my mind off, like, what's been bothering me.
Yeah.
Not having internet, not seeing my brother, not doing this and that.
Gabby, I would be very surprised if you don't see your brother for Christmas. Because here he is right in front of me, lots of happiness around, and there's you feeling such a sense of family and love and warmth. That's, like I said, it was really shocking. So I feel you're going to see your brother. And I think it'll do you a lot of good. A lot of good.
Well, definitely.
And him too. So you also have an upcoming trip, like a trip. And he's not in the city where you are, is he?
No, he's in the Houston area. I'm in near the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I live in Stevensville, which is like 2 hours away from Dallas.
Okay, well, I'm seeing you taking that trip to go see him. So, yep, let's just kind of hold on to that wonderful thought.
Yeah, that state is 2.5 times the size of the country of Japan.
It's
Texas alone.
Huge, yes,
well,
it is.
I think the only other bigger one is Alaska.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
All righty.
Healing angel card reading. Positive outcome. The sun is about to burst through the clouds and you will soon see things in a different light.
I love it.
Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
I love it for you, Gabby.
Word up on that, dog.
Yep, so be in touch with us when you can.
Yeah, you know, when you can. You know where to find us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take care, hon.
And good luck to you.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
International shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike.
He's a never a stranger. We like it. We like it.
Well, he brings his darling face around. And so all the ladies can go, oh.
Except you don't see any faces on there. But
never if they click his name.
That's true. I guess you can go digging into the Facebook profiles. That is a true statement.
Yeah, is it allowed?
Yep.
Is that considered bad?
No, it's not. It's whatever. That's probably expected if you allow it. If you allow it and you have your stuff private, then they can't. All right. No more chipper, 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 whapper, because we got lots of calls. We're going to go to 779. I got to actually take them off mute so they can speak.
All right.
There we go. They can hear us. 779. Sorry,
hello.
You are now live. Illinois.
Yeah, it might help if you unmute me. Hi, guys. It's Teresa.
Yeah.
Coming from the worst state of all, next to California.
We might know one or two that at least.
Yeah, a lot of it depends on where you are in the state,
too.
That's a lot of the problem.
I don't know. Illinois is pretty terrible. So,
anyway.
All right, what you got cooking?
Yeah, Teresa, go ahead.
Oh, there's a lot cooking in my life. There's always a lot cooking in my life. It's been a shit life right now, so... About a week ago Friday, I lost my other dog, Honey Pie.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yep. Her liver failed.
Well, remember Annie.
We had
so,
one that went like that really fast.
She was like 6.5. Yep.
Yeah, oh, well, she was closer to 15, so, yeah. So I lost Honey Pie, and now I'm down to only one dog. I only have Bowie.
Maybe it's time for some new life
in
the
house. Maybe time to inject some new blood.
Yeah, eventually, and maybe January, February, March, when I'm not, like, doing 12-hour shifts on everything.
Oh, yeah. You know you can't do that. You're right, exactly.
It's like having a baby.
Correct.
Having a baby. All right.
So, well, yeah, we just had a new – I just became a great aunt today to another little niece named Micah. So
Micah.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
All the Micahs I know
I don't like
boys.
The name. I think it's too boy. I think it's too boy of a name for a girl, but whatever.
The two people I've known at work named that are men. Micah.
Right.
M-I-C.
Right.
A-H.
I think they're doing M-I-K-A,
I guess that
which is even more masculine.
Okay.
I don't know. Not my cup of tea, but whatever. It's not my kid. I don't care. I'll still spoil it. And they're going to call her MJ, which is not good because I'm just going to call her Michael Jackson.
All right.
Because that's what MJ stands for me. Like, you know, that's what I grew up with. But anyways.
Michael Jordan. If you're in Illinois, it would be MJ. It would be
Michael
Jordan.
Or Michael Jordan. Yeah, you could. You're right. But anyway, so my friend set me up with a guy. I haven't gone on a date with him, but we've had some very nice conversations. Don't know if it's going to go anywhere, but possibility. And then tomorrow morning, I got to take my dad up for a bone biopsy, which is not going to be fun.
Is the guy...
So if you could just give me... Huh?
Was the new guy, one of your questions, are you wanting to know how that's
going
to...
Yeah, just go ahead and just think about him because, you know, tomorrow my dad's going up for his bone biopsy. We already know what's going on with him.
Has it moved into
his
bones?
Yeah, it's in his bones. Now they're going to do a bone biopsy tomorrow, which I'm worried about because they got to do sedation and they're like IV sedation. I'm like, well, I thought I understood right that my dad is never supposed to have sedation because of his heart condition.
No, just bring
so
that question.
When I get up there in the morning, I'll ask that question. But you can look in the cards about this new guy, Andrew, and see if this is going to go anywhere or do anything.
All right, let's look at that. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Lame and boring, and it was perfect.
Actually, you're right. Real quick, Ann Ruiz stopped in to say hi.
Hey,
I don't know if she might already be gone. So like it was a quick stop in, say hi. You know,
right.
You guys hugged and love.
You know, ours wasn't anything big either, except we went
We kept it really small. It was just me, my sister, her husband, my mom and dad, and my brother and his son came over. Small day.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. I ate my food because I don't get home till 4 a.m. I go from 4 at night, 4 in the morning. And so I ate my food, and like an hour and a half later, I went and lay down for a nap. I woke up 3 hours later, had another plate of food. You know, watched like half of a movie and went back to bed at like 6 o'clock. I slept a lot.
You got to do it, and you're still young.
Well,
so
when you're working those long hours and you get that time off, it feels good to be able to just sleep forever.
Correct.
Well,
correct.
I've got great news for you.
Okay.
Francis Andrews, Barry has very strong potential to be your dolphin. Yes. Oh, my God. And look at her. You got to look at this.
I will look.
2 tens. That's like a rocket ship to the moon in
rocket
emotionally. Moon. And I think this guy is going to make a lot of money in his future is what I'm perceiving.
Money talks.
Well, he already makes a lot of money.
Well, how about
like from what I understand, my work husband set me up with him. This is his friend.
Yes.
And he really likes this guy, and he already has made really good money, and he still makes good money today. So, but I'm not like, I don't care if you make a lot of money. I mean, that's his bonus. I really need to get along with you, and you need to get along with me. So basically do as I say, and we'll be fine.
Oh, my God. You could be a stand-up comic, I swear. I want you to know, though, that the two of you in the future, not too far away, but the two of you could work at some kind of business that you would really love, like getting your hands dirty work, I don't know, I get the feeling that you enjoy jobs that are kind of off the beaten track, you know, caring
yeah,
for animals.
Yeah, I like being off the beaten track. Yeah, I like different jobs. I don't like, yeah, I like, yeah. I like,
and,
I'd like digging in the dirt and doing things that are not the norm for a chick.
This would be the kind of job where you can get your hands dirty. You're going to put in a good day's work and say, damn, that feels good. Damn. You know,
well,
that'd
be nice.
Yes, wouldn't it? So I want you to know, though, this guy has a big heart, and he can love somebody who is enjoying being off the beaten path. And he's going to find you quirky and cute and just adorable.
God, you're making me sick to my stomach.
No, you're going to love it.
Puking is not allowed on air.
Yeah. I
bar.
Great for you. Him. I mean, he doesn't want a run-of-the-mill girl. He wants somebody who is you.
He wants the unique.
And I know you in real life.
The one they broke the mold.
So,
So they replaced that. Yep. All right.
I'm a lot.
Yeah, you are. You're a lot. But,
some people like a lot. I challenge.
So worth it.
They don't like the boring hum-hum.
That's right. Here we go. Angel time.
Yes, it is. Subject is the unknown. Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory, new horizons.
Well, there you go. That couldn't get any better.
That's pretty good. That's awesome.
So,
gotta like it.
All right. Well, thank you.
And try to come by to see us sometime.
Yeah.
I will. I'm trying to get back out there. It'll probably be in January or something. But I just found this guy's TikTok that told me if you take X days off, you'll get a 47 days of vacation next year.
Wow.
So, I think it's like if you take these 19 days off, right, you'll get 47 days worth of vacation.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude. Yeah, because if you take off like certain times during certain holidays and stuff, if you schedule these certain days off, you'll have the weekends, all conglomerate together. Uh-huh. So I'm like, wait a minute. I think I know what I'm doing next year. 47 days worth of vacation? Yes. Sign me up.
I see what you say. Work in the system.
Yeah.
Take these certain days off and you get to blow up big weekends.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Correct.
Yep.
All right.
Correct.
All
right. All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I know what she's talking about. Yeah.
She's actually a very awesome lady. Well, woman, girl, I don't know.
Whatever you want.
She may not like being called a lady.
She's a lady. Yeah. I'm her man.
But that woman is very special.
All right. We're going to area code 219, Indiana, 219.
Indiana.
Rock on.
Hey, y'all. It's Alexis.
Hi, we love hearing from you.
You're the first one in the Facebook
Live. Yeah, we love hearing from you.
Absolutely. Bring it on.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. Doing good.
Yeah, it's been a great day.
It was a little rough day.
I don't want to talk about no man. I don't want to talk about no woman. I don't want to talk about no drama. I just want to see how my future going to look with me and my children.
All right.
Like, my question is how do my future look with my children?
Okay.
Is it good?
Fair.
Is it bad?
Good one, yep. Because everything's important in life. That's a really important thing.
It really is.
That is, like, uber important. Uber.
And, you know, as someone who's been a single mother in the past, it is a big risk you take finding, say, a mate, a partner, because you don't know. They need to date those kids, too.
Yeah, there is a little introduction period.
And
you've got to
watch
point.
For the red flags.
Nope. She's looking big picture. Let's get all rocked. All right. Her future with her children, family life.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, when they're young, nobody knows where they're going.
No, they don't, but it is important that
anybody
that loves Alexis is going to have to love her puppies, too.
Puppies.
Yeah.
Puppy love.
They're little puppies.
Yep, little puppy. All right.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but it jumped out of my brain. Go to hell with it.
Oh.
And you got to go. Yeah.
They're off the boomerangs at our age.
It's like a brain fart, I guess.
All right, I'm laying your cards.
Cards
out
are going
right
down.
Now.
Yep, they are going down.
Oh my god! I'm getting goosebumps here.
Why do geese have bumps?
I don't understand it. Maybe when you pluck out the feathers.
Well, that means there's a geese. That's chickens and all sorts of birds. All right, go ahead, Deb.
First of all, I know that, Alexis, you are in a dark period these days. Everything seems so up in the air. Chaos is reigning. And I'll tell you what, though, boy, is life going to turn around for you and your kids. Where the struggle, it's all going to be behind you. There is a new man here. New man.
Is he a mighty good man?
He's a mighty good man.
Just wanted to make sure.
What a man. And he's coming on the scene. Now, of course, remember, you can choose him or you can refuse him.
Oh, yes.
As you wish. Under your sure to come true. Oh, I love this. And remember, everybody, I love that designation because in all these years, especially all the good stuff, has definitely come to pass. You, Miss Alexis, you are going to be in a relationship as strong as marriage, because I don't know how you feel, but it is going to be like marriage.
Okay.
And it could be marriage.
But is this, no,
and
this
it's coming soon.
Her children?
With the children, that you have a chance to meet a man coming up.
That's going to make their lives better going forward.
And
I got it.
This is a guy that likes to play little pranks and leave you notes. I mean, it may sound sickening now, but it's really going to put joy in your heart. And
so is it my girlfriend?
No, it actually isn't.
Is it somebody she does not yet know?
Now, you know, yeah, we're living in times now where there's a lot of blurred lines. Where you may have this fabulous husband figure, but you may have a playmate on the side who is a lady.
Mm.
All right?
Well, and, that's a relative thing anyway, too, when you say husband and lady. I don't know that necessarily means physical sex, right? It could mean they are like a...
As she wishes, yeah.
Yeah, like a male of a relationship or a female of a relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Well, people are, they're doing... there's expansion happening in relationships.
Like even in same-sex marriages and relationships, sometimes their roles are a little, one's maybe more of the man, more of the woman, depending on your views on that. Like, some people are traditional, the guy works, and the woman does the dishes, you know.
Right now, Alexis,
shit.
You don't have to believe any of this that I've told you.
Sure.
I'm going to believe in it for you, okay? Because where you're at with such a dark cloud over your life right now, I can see the sunshine, but you may think, oh, that's never going to happen. Well, I say I do believe that it will. So let's get us a good healing card here.
All right. Yeah. That was good to mention. All right. Here we go. The unknown. Here we go again. Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons. So don't fear. A lot of people say, I don't know, my future is unknown. Well, that's saying don't fear it.
Right.
Trust the archangels.
Welcome it. Embrace it when it arrives.
Because it leads to transformation and exploration together.
Yes.
That's a lot of shun.
That is a lot of shun.
Holy shun, Ben. All right.
Thank you. We love hearing from you.
Always.
Love you guys. I mean you.
Love you long time.
Yeah.
Bye. Have a great night. How
about, sweetie?
All right. Let's pick them up and lay them down. All right. Army, let's see who drops.
We're doing good.
All right. Here we are. We're going to
the chapel.
I want to make sure because people are coming and going, man. My eyes are blurred. 614 Ohio. 614, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ohio.
I got that one right.
Who do we have with us?
Hello, you have Philson with you guys.
And did you catch that?
No, I heard nothing.
Yeah, what's your name, please?
Philson?
Oh, yes, we know Philson. Yes, we do.
As soon as I asked, then I remember hearing it.
All right, hon. How are you and happy post Thanksgiving.
Happy whatever. Happy Sunday.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. My Thanksgiving was pretty good. I was working. I enjoyed being with my coworkers. So I'm thankful for this. But my question is, what advice do my guides have for me as far as moving on from
moving
past
on.
And exes? Yeah, moving on from exes.
Stuff.
Moving as you go forward. I'm just wondering.
Moving
clear.
On from exes?
Yeah.
Moving on from, I guess, from relationships that have ended or maybe are ending or have ended a while ago, and maybe there's still some question marks out there. So for relationships in the past, I guess what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And that can be everybody moves on differently.
They do.
And there's a lot of outside influences. Sometimes it's easy to move on if that person moves to the other side of the globe and you never hear from them. They're living down the street or you see them at work. That can be a little more difficult if you run into them a lot. Too.
All the time, right?
Right. It is indeed a lot of factors.
Unfortunately, the person is even if I don't see them there, they have a permanent room in my head, unfortunately.
Ah, so they have left an impermanent imprint in your heart. Okay. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes when you move on, you don't have to forget every person in the past. Sometimes they had a purpose, right, Deb?
Absolutely.
And what do you got cooking?
You got really deep cards.
I was about to say, she was really engrossed in the cards.
Yeah, I always notice this when I do your readings, that I would classify you as having the mind of a scientist. And if you want to read details about that, I have a blog on my website that you could read up on. In fact, there's a lot of stuff there. But sometimes reading for those that have that kind of mind makes card reading a challenge. Okay, so I'm checking this out and letting your spirit guide speak to me. And you want me to ask them specifically about that ex that is permanently in your mind?
In your mind, and but sounds like she wants to move on, but it's not going that
good. I
want to
move on.
She wants to move on, but the heart is sometimes not with the brain.
Yeah, we have to remember the heart only knows what it feels.
It has a purpose.
Okay, and I get the feeling, hon, that sometimes your mind, being that of a scientist, is often at war or in conflict with your heart. Because the mind wants to talk about everything that's logical, okay?
Well, it is the brain that's running the show.
It is. But the heart just wants to just be all gushy.
Yeah, not the physical heart, obviously, if anybody's
no.
If anybody's going to throw that crap out there, I'll nip that in the bud right now.
Yes.
We know the heart, the spiritual heart. Okay, go ahead.
I'm still looking for or waiting for the answers to come to me.
Okay.
First of all,
she probably sounds like she is too.
Relationships that end up ending, okay? They end up ending because you two have given to each other all that you can, and you've learned from each other all that you're able, and it isn't the one that's going to take you to eternity, okay? And that ex of yours actually thinks of you very often and with a longing, sense of longing and regret. And your spirit guides just now chimed in and said, don't hold yourself responsible because you still have feelings for this person. This individual, you've shared several important lifetimes with that person.
That's odd.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I mean, I'm not an expert, but I'm usually,
not really either.
Usually don't keep running back into the same person over and over.
I don't think that story's ended.
Yeah, maybe once
yeah,
or
that
twice.
Chapter isn't over, but time has to pass. And for you to move on, I would just say keep putting one foot in front of the other. And if your mind or your heart wants to reminisce, let it reminisce, And watch and see. I think you're going to hear from this ex.
Mm.
And you're going to realize that ex isn't a big permanent one. Because I still think there's unfinished emotional business between the two.
Oh, yes, your journey in life has a long ways to go yet. Yes,
indeed. So I hope that he's not the last one.
Sorry, hon, what'd you say? The harp got in the way.
It did it now.
He's not the long-term partner, is what you're saying.
The ex, no.
No, but I think he will resurface in your life.
Okay.
I just don't see a period at the end of that relationship sentence for you yet.
Just because he resurfaced doesn't mean that it's going to be a thing.
No, but remember, they can come with a very heartfelt apology.
Yeah.
They can come with to express how they really feel.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Apologies don't always undo things, though, now do they?
It could be an amends, you know.
Yeah. Amends are, you know what, amends are very selfish when you think about it.
They to
when
make
the person
themselves.
Goes to make amends to somebody, yeah. They just want that person to forgive them so bad for themselves.
So they can feel good about
yep.
it.
All right. Let's get to this healing angel card.
All
we got
right.
to rock on. Archangel Gabriel.
Good
You will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
Like it. Like it.
Don't fear the reaper.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, honey. Stay in touch. We love hearing from you.
Definitely.
Yeah. And
thank you.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
Oh, we go. I played that song for you the other day.
Yeah, I know you did.
Because you never heard it before. Ha-ha. All right. What are we doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? I don't know nothing. I think we're going back to Illinois if they're still there. And they are.
Yay.
We're going to area code 630, Illinois.
Hello? Hi.
You are live.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we have really doing good.
Well, thank you for holding.
Yeah, and we hope you're doing well.
I've been running myself in the ground with this case.
The case?
What is
with the, oh,
the
yeah.
The case I'm working on.
Yeah, okay, well,
you know. And I think I'm down to the very last end of it here. I made my whole, like, little FBI wall, and I tagged all the notes, and I got a bunch of people sending me tips. I'm like, I'm really running it very professionally.
I think that's awesome.
Thank you. Well, I'm posting, and people are sending me information, and it's like we're all comparing notes. So I'm like, let me just make a whole, like, wall. You've got to do it just like the FBI, you know what I mean? You got to put every character and every how they know and connect the dots and everything. And so we're down to the last detail, I think, of solving it here. And I've got two people that are involved, a man and a female. And I just want to know... This is the last piece here. Is it? Am I right when I say it was the last guy that saw him when he was wearing the green jacket? There was a guy that was with him with a black sweatshirt on, black hoodie. Was that the guy? Am I focused on the right guy? He's the last connection I need to make, and I think I nailed it, but. I just wanted to double check.
Okay, I'm going to look at the cards for you right now.
I am working on a little Facebook problem, so I can not really speak much because I didn't hear anything. Cause Facebook is, I'm getting Facebook. I'm going to make that a new verb.
What?
I'm getting Facebook.
Yeah.
And you know what? That would be a swear word if this was live. You wouldn't be able to say that on regular. Like,
well, don't give them any ideas. You know, Big Brother may be watching
Big Brother
and listening. Just my grits.
Like Flo used to say on the old
God, that
middle. Remember
one.
That?
Yeah.
Alice. Mel's Diner. Alice.
Just my grits.
All right. And, yes. I like problems.
All right. I'm
there
almost you. There.
And I'm not, but I'm working on it. I am getting not happy.
Your cards are saying emphatically that yes.
Background
yes,
background.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, tell me.
No, they're just saying, oh, please.
Sorry, it has to do that when I reconnect. There's no way around it. We're good. Carry on. I will not bother you again.
They are saying that things are more is going to be revealed to you. Okay? Are you with me?
I'm listening.
Okay, thought we lost you.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
And, I think you got yourself like a blockbuster here. You know, this could be your new career path. Because you really are eating, sleeping, and drinking this case. And just think if it becomes your, M.O. for fame and fortune. And it seriously could. I mean, yeah, you can still sell windows on the side.
Sorry,
everybody's got some kind of, side gig. And I just think, though, this is going to take really
I'm good now.
And we're having problems, everybody. So.
Those Facebook problems, I'm in. I'm back in. It's all good.
So, I like it. I really do.
I mean, I've been working on the books, and I tell people about the book thing. Like, this case just came up and fell in my lap, and I'm like, you know what? Let me just show these people my skills. And then once they see exactly what I do, they will buy my book. You know? So,
you're doing good marketing. That's the sweet
guy. You are. Hey, girls got to do what a girl's got to do. So.
That's right, because she got to eat.
That's right.
All right.
I'm way behind the schedule here, so we're going to go
with
it.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
I didn't listen to the reading, and it's the card that came out, and I'm going to go with it. Its subject is middle path. Embrace both sides. The middle path is the road to a balanced and more peaceful life. Now, that could just be a general life philosophy there, not specific to any question that we
talked
about.
I think so, too. And it can also keep you from, like, burning out, you know, from getting too so deeply involved that you're obsessed. But I also want you to know this could really generate quite a controversy concerning, what do they call them, conspiracy theories.
The old conspiracy theories.
And I'm saying people love them.
There are people that love them. And know that they're, half of them are bunking. There's some people that just, like, consider it a religion. They're so into them.
Exactly.
They're, like, get pissed if somebody disagrees about the conspiracy.
Right. But I really think you're on to something here, girl. So.
Thank you. I mean, I got to make a name for myself somehow. So thank you very much.
You know what? You keep thinking that way and keep a little fire in your belly and keep yourself determined. Remember, we create our own reality. I didn't just sort of, F my way into where I'm at.
To say.
Yeah. I didn't just, kind of slide into it.
I had to
be like you, eat, sleep, and drink. The whole thing. Always, always, always.
True that.
Yeah. So I think you're really going somewhere, and I can't wait to see you do it. So,
thank you. Thank you very much.
My heart's with you. We're your cheerleaders.
I appreciate it.
Well, take care. Don't be a stranger. We want to stay up on your adventure.
Okay, will do.
All right, darling. Take care. All right, gosh.
All right, we're moving on. 520.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God, you're kidding. Thank God for big favors.
Oh, I'm glad. That'll be Melissa.
Yep. All right, go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah. It's Lisa. Okay, I will. I wanted to know why my brother Stephen has not been picking up my phone calls or answering to my texts. And he had... Matt, my sister called me, one of my sisters, and told me that he met with her and my other sister and her husband. It was spontaneous. They had come in from Texas. But what's going on with him? Is he, why is he responding? And I sent him friendly texts I'll leave a message on his phone, jokey, but saying I really would like to talk. And is he embarrassed because something he said to me maybe about 6 months ago, and he told me he had done something and he was really proud of it, and I told him I told him about all the negatives on what he did, that it was not going to turn out well. Now, I don't know if he's embarrassed about that or if it's about my mother, or I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, here you go, Deb. Alicia, thank you for the background, because I was going to wonder if you thought maybe there was the fact that you threw that thing out about 6 months ago, that was a conversation.
So, Lisa, you aren't in an argument with him.
Well, she doesn't think so.
Right? You haven't been?
Sorry?
You're not in an argument?
Oh, no, he doesn't. That's not his MO. He doesn't argue. Okay. He doesn't. He just won't talk to you.
that's how he argues. I got this. Yep.
He has always told me that he has great admiration for me and blah, 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 blah. But I haven't gotten any return texts or phone calls from him at all.
Well, what do you see, Deb?
Yeah. It's ticked off with you. But there's a lot of love there. So I don't want you to think that he's going to, you know, turn his back and get you or ignore you.
Like sibling anger.
And
it's not going to go forever.
And the trouble is he can't engage because, like you said, he just doesn't talk.
He's not a debater.
It's really kind of a petty issue.
Right.
And there's the essence of that Three of Diamonds is like that. Kind of like a tug of war. And he considers you to have started it.
Well, he told her something that he did and that he was proud of it. She said, well, there's a whole bunch of these other negative parts about it.
Deborah, I can't really hear your reading. I'm sorry. I'm trying to really listen. So you're saying...
You know, remember, you can always go back over the recording.
Are you driving?
If she's driving.
Yeah, I'm doing my time with the holiday.
Okay.
So he thinks that I started it?
Well, you were shooting holes in something that he was really proud of. And the more he thinks about it, the more it irritates him. So,
okay.
He thinks you're being too critical and that you should have just appreciated it for what it was. So his ego is a little bruised.
He'll get over it.
Yeah, he'll get over it. There's a lot of love here.
Do you see him returning a call to me or no?
Not currently. You know.
Okay.
But I don't like when people act like that. I've got two people in my family, three, that are doing this right now. They've got to stop hiding in the bushes, if you know what I mean. If they got something to say, come forward. Let's talk about it.
He's not that way.
Yeah, and he's not that way. Let's still get over it.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming.
You know,
Yeah,
I'm not the only one that he told me that. His girlfriend's father, who's a huge businessman, called him a dickhead for doing what he did and didn't agree with it. That's after I told him. I told him a very gentle way, you know, very gentle. I didn't attack him. I didn't say, you know, look, this was stupid. I didn't do that. I just said, this could be the outcome of what, you know, this could be the outcome. And, I said, this is the probable outcome, is what I told him.
Yeah.
You know, what he, but I used very diplomatic language with him, but he was so proud of what he had done.
Well, he wanted your approval in a sense, you know.
Just say attaboy, not an attaboy.
So he wanted the attaboy.
He wanted an attaboy. That's the way to go. Good job.
Yeah. It will blow over eventually.
He'll get over it.
And what do you got, Jim?
I have Archangel Sandalphon.
Yes.
I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will be answered.
Oh, that's very promising.
I think this is going to work out.
I do, too.
Exactly.
There you go. Take care, Lisa. You know what, though?
Okay.
What he's doing is putting up a wall or a barrier so that he's not arguing, but he's not being...
It's just putting your head in the sand.
So, your angel says this will be resolved.
It's all going to be okay.
Yeah. So take care, and please call us. We love that.
Long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. As we cross the finish line, we're going to go to Skype. All ones, nowhere to go. Skype, welcome. You're the last caller. Hello.
Hello there.
Looking for some Skype love. Oh, I hope they didn't mute and wander away too long.
Well,
we could talk. We'll give them a few seconds. Laura, we didn't get the messenger because it was just a blown-up night.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's not a messenger night either because it's a News for the Soul. But there's many more shows to be had during the week. And she said they were great reads. She liked it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know, sometimes I just am kind of winging it based on what I'm hearing intuitively. And I've learned over the years, go with crazy.
That's,
but,
and when we were talking about the Big Brother and the things, he reminded us, one of those other alter egos, Peter Parker, got banned just by Big Brother automatically. Not even an actual human reporting, just automatic.
Peter Parker.
Remember, he was on there.
A pack of pickled peppers.
Well, Peter Parker is, you know, that is a Spider-Man.
Oh, I don't know anything about Spider-Man.
Really? Well, that's what Peter Parker is. Got bit by the radioactive spider.
Yeah, I never really.
Like to take pictures for the newspaper and blah, 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 blah. All right. We're going to say going once, going twice. I'm going to just try something. I don't know if I'm going to mute her and then unmute her.
Let's
see if there's some kind of magical transformation. Shouldn't be.
Hello?
Skype? Hello? All on Skype? Earth to Skype.
You know, sometimes they could have taken an important phone call.
I don't know. No, absolutely. Yes. Probably. You should hold for,
there.
Yes.
Hello there.
Hey, I'm going to put
the
volume down too low.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, wait a minute. It just passed. I love doctors.
Hello there,
hey,
Melissa.
Welcome. You are
going to... Yeah, I just got people calling out today.
Yes, and you're going to be our very last call.
Last but not least.
That's right. So,
okay.
Tell us what's happening in Melissa's world.
Yeah, what's cooking? We're not cooking.
I just want to know if anything changed. Because it's also my fault. I take long to develop a relationship, and I'm not in a hurry any time. But I just like to know if anything, something happened. I'm not quite sure what happened, but I wouldn't ask that much later on. It just needs like a little perception, like, has a perception changed? Like, I'm actually getting a time when he's going to be coming. And, you know, it could be a nice business meeting, a nice meeting, a nice talk, but I'm going to do it respectfully. Thank you.
All right. That's what I'm doing for you.
Please. And y'all like, I love the show. You're so accurate.
Oh, thank you. And I didn't pay her under the table for that. That comes strictly from... So thank you very much. All right. Let's see. I don't think that's carrying over very much.
I'm just checking to see. We got remote monitoring throughout the house and our four-legged alarm system went off in another room, so I'm just checking on it.
All right.
Well, you have changed, Melissa. It's not so much the situation, but it's you. And what you've done is started to show yourself as a little bit more indifferent, kind of in the sense of not chasing after him so intently. You're different, and that's making him react where he's starting to feel a little jealous because he had your undivided attention. And now you seem not quite so, you know what I mean, not quite so, I'm trying to think of a good word for that, like gaga over him, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, the head over heels is maybe the tumbling has stopped.
And it's doing good work, where it's letting him know, hey, you're not the last man on this planet.
You are a human being. You're not a god.
Yes. And with you going out into your business that you are working on,
yep,
you're going to meet all sorts of potentials.
That's how business works. You have to talk.
Yep. And I think this guy could tumble into what you've always wanted him to be, where he's going to support or invest in your business. He's going to want to be more demonstrative with his emotions because he's getting the impression, Melissa, that you are drifting away. And he doesn't.
I like that.
And he
doesn't.
True. All right. See, a lot of times the other person will come to the party, so to speak, but they come too late. And by the time they're there, the other person's saying, next. So what you've done is you've kind of played with his mind, which is never really a bad thing. When somebody sits on the fence, Jim, and they don't decide, am I with you or am I not with you? You know, and they jerk you around.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, Melissa, what you've done is brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, there's a certain point where somebody has to make a decision. They can't just.
I think he's going to come and see you because you are slipping away. So you keep it up, girl. You keep it up.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you,
much.
Lovely lady. Thank you, lovely Jimbo and lovely lady. Thank you for everything.
Don't you go. We got a great card.
Stand by for your healing angel card reading. Subject is change.
Ooh.
Life is a journey. It would be very unfulfilling if each step was exactly the same as the last. Mm-hmm. Because life is always changing, it is forever fresh and new. Allow your life to unfold gracefully. Be grateful for what was, is, and what will be.
Oh, yeah. I think you are playing your cards very well. So, Melissa, please keep us informed. You know, check in with us like you do. We love it. All of you. We love following all of your different paths. Because here's the thing. When I read your cards, I see your heart. I see the heart of those around you. And it becomes very important for me to see that you succeed and that you become happy and that your life receives the love that you deserve. Yeah, I feel like I just gave a Jerry Springer final.
Well, it's one of the, she has good, you know, it's not the first time she's been the last caller. And
I know.
And she always takes us out with these nice discussions at the end.
You are wonderful.
So that's who she is.
At the conclusion of the show.
Because she's.
Oh, yeah.
Even-keeled, calm, grateful. I mean, she takes us right to the end perfectly.
That man is crazy not to go full force to you.
Yeah, and you know what? That's
so
his
we'll
loss,
see.
Not yours.
That's right.
And if that's the case, then it was not meant to be, right?
Right. So thank you so much, Melissa. Now, everybody, we're going to be on News for the Soul. Love talkers. Take care. Stay well. Bye-bye.